Alabama is seeing the fallout from its new toughest-in-the-nation immigration law enacted last Wednesday. Undocumented residents are fleeing, in some cases reportedly leaving behind fully furnished mobile homes and pets. The law makes it illegal to enter into contracts with undocumented immigrants and requires police to check citizenship during traffic stops if they have reason to believe someone is illegal. And while federal law requires public schools to educate undocumented children, Alabama's new law requires public schools to collect proof of citizenship from new students as they enroll. More than 2,200 Hispanic kids in Alabama stayed out of school yesterday. Let's check in Foley, Alabama, where Dr. Bill Lawrence is principal of Foley Elementary School. Dr. Lawrence, you had 223 Hispanic students before the federal judge upheld the law last week. What have you seen?
Well, on Thursday, when the students kept getting off the buses, they came in tears and running to their teachers and crying and in fear. They're afraid that their moms and dads would not be home when they got home. Many of them were almost in hysterics.
And did kids start to stay out of school?
That very first day, we had as many as 45 children out. Some of them began coming, trickling back in, but at the beginning, they were up 45 of our Hispanic students were out. And that remained constant also on Friday and then again on Monday. The other thing that was occurring is the parents were coming up. They were hearing all kinds of wild rumors that we had buses at the front door and children were being loaded on the bus by immigration. The other rumors were that we were going through the files and trying to determine which children were illegal. So parents were coming up in fear, and we were constantly trying to calm them down.
Well, in fact, aren't most of these kids American citizens?
Yes. In fact, 53 of the 56 kindergarten students around were born here, not only in America, but born here in Foley, Alabama.
Well, but their parents may be undocumented, as they said, so there's still a fear that somehow it'll be traced back to their parents. What else are you seeing outside of the school? We know that this has, you know, been a migrant community in the past. People have come here to work. We're seeing in other parts of the state poultry workers leaving, tomatoes are reportedly rotting on the vine. But what are you seeing?
Well, our parents are fearful of even drive. Even getting out and driving. We're having reports of likewise farms losing workers, businesses such as our down in our in the Gulf Shores area, our tourist industry where the folks are cleaning the condos, that people are not showing up for work.
Well, but Doctor, let me just ask you, we're reading in the New York Times about a job placement program for inmates that was having a lot of trouble, you know, placing inmates in jobs, you know, once they got out because, they say, of undocumented workers. And one poultry processing plant hired on Monday morning, and it was black, white, non-undocumented workers who were saying, you know, it's about time we got these jobs. You know, this law was meant to drive undocumented workers out of the state, and they said it's working. What do you say to them?
We have parents that are farmers, and they say that, yes, their people will come to work. They just don't stay. They will not stay and work as hard as our other families. The work ethic of our Hispanic population, the skills that they brought to it, that's what they've been looking for.
And you're saying that these are the undocumented workers that your farmers in your area tell you they need. But what also would you say to them about the impact on the kids?
I think that the law has missed the mark. That one piece of the law that indicates that a parent can be picked up, detained without bond, and then deported, that part of the law allows parents to be taken away without them getting their children, and that's the fear. An American citizen should not come to school in fear. But these children are not learning. They're not studying. All they're thinking about is mom and dad going to be home. We had two kindergarten children. They got in trouble in kindergarten, and they were worried. They thought that if they got in trouble at school, that their parents would be deported.
And are you seeing parents actually, you know, just pull their kids out so ultimately these are kids who won't be educated?
Yes, they're being pulled out. And the problem that many of them have is they don't have the money to move. They have to have a plan, and so that's what we're trying to encourage folks. Don't go anywhere until you have a plan. We've already getting reports some of the parents are ending up in places like Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And one of the things we're trying to tell our parents is, regardless of what may go on outside of this school, as long as children are in our school, we're going to keep them safe. And then we're also trying to reassure the children, if the worst thing happens, we're still going to be there for them. As in every other crisis in America or wherever around the world, it always seems to be the children who pay the heaviest price.